Wizard of Oz, Grade 7C play by Ms. Russell. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Grade 7C's show, The Wizard of Oz. Please sit back and relax as we take you on a magical journey through a strange land. Dorothy was a little girl who lived in a farm in Kansas with her Uncle Henry, her Aunt Em, and a little black dog called Toto. Dorothy, Dorothy, where are you? Aunt Em, Aunt Em, Toto's gone off again. I can't find him anywhere. Do you think Uncle Henry can help me to find Toto? Dorothy, Uncle Henry went to the market, and we are very, very busy. Oh, where can I find him? I'm home. Dorothy, why are you so sad? Uncle, Toto's gone off again. I can't find him anywhere. Don't feel sad. I saw him playing over there. Toto, where have you been? Dorothy, help me to feed the chickens. I need to prepare our dinner. Okay, Aunt Em. Come on, Toto. Let's sit here. A tornado is coming. Dorothy, come inside and go to the basement. Toto, Toto, come here. Suddenly, the house started to shake. Dorothy fell down to the floor, and Toto jumped into her arms. The house started to spin a few times and to raise slowly into the air, like a balloon. And they were taken many miles and miles away from their home. Dorothy decided to calm down. She went to her bed, closed her eyes, and fell asleep. After a few hours, the house stopped spinning, and she was awakened by a loud noise. What happened? The house is not moving anymore. Come, Toto, let's go outside. When she went outside, she was astonished. Oh, this place is so beautiful. Welcome to our country. We want to thank you for destroying the evil witch. I haven't destroyed anybody. Well, your house did. Look over there. Oh, no. What can we do? There's nothing we can do. But who was she? She was the East Evil Witch. She kept prisoners, the people from this city. They were her slaves night and day, and now they are free. And who are you? I am the North Witch. Are you a real witch? Of course. But I am a good witch, and I am not as powerful as the evil witch was. Look, over there. Her feet are gone. She left only her red shoes. She was so old that her feet dried with the sun. The shoes are yours, and you can use them. Then she took the shoes and gave them to Dorothy, who put them on. I want to go home. Can you show me the way to Kansas? To the east and to the south, there are great deserts, and nobody dares to cross them. And to the west, there's an evil witch. If you go there, you would be her slave. I live north, where there's a great desert, so we can't help you. That's Dorothy crying. What is your name, dear?
My name is Dorothy, and this is Toto.
What have you done? You destroyed my sister. Get away from her. You can't harm her. I want my sister's shoes. Give them to me. Now they belong to her. Go away. I will leave. But I will find you later, I promise. Ha, 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 ha. And the Witch of the West disappeared. Then the North Witch said to Dorothy, you must go to the Emerald City. The Wizard of Oz might help you. Where is that city? It's in the middle of the country. The Wizard of Oz rules the city. Is he a good man? He's a good wizard,
but I have never seen him. How can I get to that city? Just follow the yellow brick road. 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 Are you coming with me? No, I can't. When you get to Oz, tell him your story and ask for help. And the good witch disappeared. Oh, she's gone. Toto, we have to go. And Dorothy and Toto started walking along the yellow brick road. After a while, they heard someone talking. I need a brain. I need a brain. Did you hear that, Toto? Who is talking? It's me. Look this way. Then Dorothy saw a big cornfield where there was a scarecrow talking to her. Did you say you needed a brain? Yes, I only have straw. And how can you talk? I don't know. Well, I cannot get you a brain, but if you come with me to visit the Wizard of Oz, I am sure he will give you a brain. Oh, I will go with you. So Dorothy, Toto, and the Scarecrow kept walking. After a while, they saw a tin man beside the road.
Oil can. Oil can.
Oil can? I think he's trying to say that he wants some oil. Look, there's an oil can in the floor. Maybe that's what he wants.
Where do you want me to put the oil?
In my chin. In my chin.
Here, I'll put some drops in your chin.
Perfect. Now I can talk and move again. Squeak, squeak. Now my problem is that I don't have a heart.
You don't have a heart?
No, I want a heart. I want to feel emotions. I want to know what love is. Well, come with us then. We are going to see the Wizard of Oz. He will help us. And Dorothy, Toto, the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man continued their journey through the yellow brick road. After a few hours, Toto started barking.
Arr, 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 arr.
Toto, stop barking.
Arr, 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 arr.
A scared lion was hiding behind the bushes beside the road. Come here, lion. Toto will not harm you. The lion came out from his hiding place. He was crying.
Why are you crying? I'm crying because I wish that I had courage. I was scared of your little dog.
I know. I don't understand, but I know. We know that you are the king of the jungle.
I know.
Why don't you come with us to visit the Wizard of Oz? Maybe he can help you also.
Yes, I need courage, and I want to get it. Let's go.
So everybody decided to go visit the Wizard of Oz, hoping to make their wishes come true. When they finally arrived, a guard opened the door.
What do you want? Go away. No one is allowed to get even near the palace.
Oh, please open the door. We have come to look for the Wizard of Oz. He's the only one who can help us.
Who sent you here?
Look at her shoes.
Let me see what I can do. Wait here.
After a while, the guide finally opened the door again.
Come in. Go straight through the hall, then turn to the right. You will find a red door. Open it, and you will find the wizard.
Oh, thank you. They entered the palace, went through the long hall, then they got to the red door. They opened it, and as soon as they were inside, the wizard appeared behind a big mirror that was on the wall.
What do you want? How do you dare to come to my palace and bother me? I hope it is important. what you have to say. Otherwise, you will regret it.
Oh, no. Please, wizard. What do we have to say? It's really important.
Talk, then. You are wasting my time. Very well. I will help you, but with one condition. First, you have to destroy the most cruel witch in the country, the Wicked Witch of the West. Then your problems will be solved.
How?
When you destroy the witch, you will get her brain. You will get courage, and you will have your heart.
And me?
Then, and only then, the North Witch will tell you how you can go home. Now go.
They left the palace and started their journey looking for the evil witch. After a long walk, they arrived at a beautiful garden.
Oh, this garden is so beautiful, and those flowers are so pretty, and the smell is so fragrant that I really want to sleep.
Me too. I feel so relaxed.
Oh, I don't even feel my arms. Ugh. I am so sleepy.
No, you can't go to sleep now. We have things to do.
While they were sleeping, they were captured by some evil flying monkeys that were sent by the Witch of the West. After a few hours, they woke up.
Where are we?
You are in my palace. And now, take off my sister's shoes.
No, I will not give them to you.
I am warning you. If you don't give me the shoes, you will never see the light of day again.
Let's get her. That's what we are here for.
You will be easily destroyed. I cast a spell on you. Tricky trash, tricky trash. Turn this place of straw into ash. Burn.
Stop it.
Then Dorothy saw a bucket of water that was on the floor, took it and threw it at the burning scarecrow. But some of the water spilled on the witch.
No, no, what have you done? I am melting, melting,
Dorothy didn't know that water would make the witch disappear.
Dorothy, you destroyed her.
Now that we have destroyed the evil witch, we will have what we need. Scarecrow will get his brain.
And the Tin Man will get his heart.
And the lion will have courage.
And me? How can I go home?
Oh, good witch, please help me. Now everybody has what they wish for, except me. Help me, please, go home, help me. Oh, Dorothy, if you only knew, the power is inside you. It has been inside you all along. The shoes that you are wearing can take you anywhere you wish to go.
How can my shoes take me home? All you have to do is tap your heels together 3 times and say to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Oh, but first I have to say goodbye to my friends. Oh, my good friends, I will miss you so much.
I will miss you too.
And thank you to my, and thanks to you, my brain will help me think of you and never forget you. And me too, I will keep you in my heart.
And I will always have courage to fight in your name.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Now close your eyes and do as I told you.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
And Dorothy woke up in her bed.
Where am I?
You're home.
I am home. It was all a dream.
Oh, dear uncle and aunt, I love you so much. I thought I would never see you again.
And we love you too. The end.